caution. Your paradigm is about to shift at the intersection of fact and reason. You're entering Kingston Country.
I'm Dan Kingston, and you're listening to the Dan Kingston Podcast.
Okay, now I gotta ask you, was the whole thing rigged for Biden from the very beginning? That's the question. I'm curious what your thoughts are on it, because about a year ago, this is a true story, a DC insider that I'm connected with insisted to me via a secure texting app the Democratic nominee would be Biden. And no question about it, definitely would be Biden, 100%. I laughed, I disagreed, I questioned their judgment, and now it looks like I'm going to owe them some money. Because, oh boy, it looks like a major upset is happening right now. If I was Bernie Sanders, I think I'd want the voting machines checked. Is something sinister going on? Why did a DC insider tell me a year ago that the Democrat nominee was going to be Biden? Why did he insist on it? And why didn't I take it seriously? Now the question is, did the establishment, the Democratic establishment, coalesce behind Biden to block Bernie? I think it's obvious and it's clear. Yes, that's what happened with Buttigieg dropping out and Klobuchar dropping out. You know, Buttigieg tried to call the vice president, called the wrong person. Did you hear about that? And the voicemail was put on Instagram. You can listen to Buttigieg calling and leaving a voicemail for who he thinks is the vice president. It's just some random Joe. And that person put it on Instagram, so you can listen to it. Yeah, it's great. I mean, Buttigieg is a 4.0 stupid CIA, right? And it looks to me like he made a deal with Biden, you know, maybe a VP deal with the VP, and Klobuchar as well. Well, what could be some other reasons? People I've been talking to, based in California, which is where I am, outside San Francisco, were leaning towards Bernie because, you know, I grew up in this area. It's a very left-wing area, far left, okay? It's no surprise to you. Berkeley is my hometown. And so, what, do I write people off because I disagree with their political ideology or political opinions? No, I don't. I have grown myself in my thinking, and I feel like I've seen the light, but I'm not superior to anybody else. And look, they think they have the right way of looking at things. Fine. Maybe we can have a discussion and become smarter, both of us together. Right? Or maybe not. We'll just scream at each other. Either way, I have an insight into the left-wing thinking because that's what I used to be and this is where I grew up. And a lot of people were leaning for Bernie over here and changed their minds the last minute. And that looks to be a trend. People that were leaning for Bernie, it looked clear, looked like Bernie was a front runner. They're changing their minds at the last minute. Now, why? Why is it? Or is it just that African Americans never liked Bernie, and so this was inevitable? Maybe both things could be true. I think it's very possible that this could be, at least in part, a Democrat reaction to the Bernie Bros' hostile takedown of Chris Matthews, because it was just so ugly to see that. And I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of people were saying, whoa, we don't want a hostile, mean person like Bernie in charge, when of course, you know, that's really his supporters who are just so upset and they're angry because they feel like it's getting stolen from them again and again. And can you blame them? I mean, look at it. It looks like it's getting stolen from them again. So what do you think's going to happen? It looks like this is looking more and more like it's going to be a Biden, or at least a contested election at this point, which is a big surprise. I mean, even I was saying, looks like it's Bernie's to lose, and it might just be that he's lost it.
This is Kingston Country.
The Dan Kingston Podcast is brought to you by Traveling with Janice and Cruise Brothers. You can count on Traveling with Janice and Cruise Brothers to be your trusted resource to help with travel-related questions and recommendations. Especially given what's going on in the news right now, you don't want to book anything without first consulting Janice to ensure you stay safe and protected. Call Janice at 480-648-3324 or email travelingwithjanice@gmail.com. Now, I want to circle back around to this idea that Bernie Sanders was destined to lose this thing because Biden was the inevitable, winner, that it was rigged for Biden. Why did this DC insider tell me? Why was he so sure that the Democrat nominee was going to be for Biden? How did he know? Why did he bet me so much money? And is that right of him to do that if he had some insider information that the powers at be were destined and it was inevitable that it would be Biden? I'm going to ask him, via the secure texting app. I want to know, how did he know? And he's, of course, just going to be like, oh, I just guessed it. I'm just really good at guessing these things. But if you remember, I guess he was looked at as the front runner, Biden was, but just so forgetful, so much Alzheimer's, so much dementia, so much aloofness that his candidate looked like it was doomed to fail even before it started. So I laughed. But you can't laugh at the establishment. You can't laugh at the powers that control our government, that control the country, because they're always going to be the last ones laughing in our society, right? Well, at least they were. We got Trump in there. And really, that's one thing the Bernie supporters can kind of at least feel confident knowing that it's not their populist, but there is a populist in charge. His name is Donald J. Trump. He is going after the pedophilia ring among the richest Americans, that control the majority of the wealth. We're talking about 15 individuals that control basically the entire country. They own the military-industrial complex. They have control of the deep state. And when you have a system like that, you get some overlap between Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders because you have two populists that are fighting against unjust causes, right? So in that, the Bernie bros can take a little bit of comfort, but not much, because, wow, again, it looks like the Democrat establishment has stolen this from the Bernie bros and women. Right, there's women that supported Bernie, but of course it looks like more of the women may have dropped out at the last minute and went towards Warren. Klobuchar, of course, dropping out, and Buttigieg dropping out gave a big boost over to Biden as well. But was there something going on with the election machines? I mean, did someone get in there? Was there something really going on? Is there like some strange power brokers that somehow knew from the very beginning that it was going to be rigged, that this is how it was going to be, that Biden was inevitable? It was going to be Biden as a Democrat nominee. Looks that way. It certainly does. I mean, the pundits, they can't even explain it themselves how Biden possibly got this kind of momentum because he is such a flawed candidate. And do they really think that Biden would be strong against Trump? They do. The Democrats really do. And they don't understand the times we're in. There's so much anger, again, towards those blood-sucking globalists. And it's a populist movement going on in this country. Biden just isn't going to cut it. No way around it. And unlike some, I'm not rooting for an automatic Trump blowout. And that would be the case if Biden wins the nomination. I want a competitive Democrat nominee so the world can see what having a constitutional republic is all about. And I want to see the battle of ideas. I want to see them articulated strongly and in full display, full active display. And that would serve the American people well. That would serve the world well. And it would serve the future well if we can have a fair and honest and open debate about the ideas that should govern our country.
Kingston Country. You've been listening to the Dan Kingston Podcast.
Dan Kingston here, asking you to do me a huge favor. Will you possibly rate the Dan Kingston Podcast on Apple Podcasts? Each new rating, believe it or not, really does have a major impact on the way Apple's algorithm recommends content. With just one quick click, you can help promote citizen journalism and end the stranglehold of the mainstream media. Together, we're going to do this. Thank you. I really appreciate your support.